In a move set to enhance educational opportunities in the county, the Bullock County Commissioners approved revenue bonds up to $13 million to finance the construction of a new Statesboro STEAM Academy. This decision was made during their regular bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday, July 16, 2024. The meeting, opened by Chairman Roy Thompson, included a prayer and pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Anthony Simmons. Members of the second cohort of the county's management development program were also recognized for their achievements. Key highlights: STEAM school funding approved. The primary highlight of the meeting was the approval of revenue bonds by the Bullock County Development Authority. These funds, not to exceed $13 million, will cover the costs of constructing a new STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math school at the intersection of East Main Street and Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Attorney Steve Rushing, representing the Development Authority, emphasized that these bonds will not be an obligation of the county or city but will be repaid solely from the school's revenue sources, including tuition and state education funds. This project will fund the construction of a 35,000-square-foot school building featuring an open-air collaborative design in a modular environment, Rushing explained. The construction is expected to take about 2 years before welcoming its first students. Management Development Program presentation. Participants of the county's Management Development Program, in collaboration with the UGA Carl Vinson Institute, presented their community service projects. Cindy Mallett, HR Director, introduced the program, praising its role in developing current and potential leaders within the county. Maya Freeman, Corrections Counselor and GED Instructor, highlighted the cohort's community service, which included repairing the front porch of Teal House and building raised garden beds for Open Hearts Community Mission. Communications Director Dahl Kennedy, also a participant, expressed gratitude for the support from local businesses and noted that no county funds were used for these projects. Chair Thompson commended the participants for their dedication and contributions. Bullock County Management Development Program participants. Blake Williams' consent agenda and other approvals. Several items were approved on the consent agenda, including master agreement for engineering services with Hofstadter & Associates, Inc. Professional Services Agreement for Water and Sewer Consulting with TPR Consulting Services, LLC. Lease renewal with Pineland Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Purchase of Stryker stair chairs and Lucas devices for EMS. Various equipment and service contracts essential for county operations. Public comments and commissioner remarks. During the public comments segment, David Reed raised concerns about building code issues related to dryer vents. Marcus Toole from Habitat for Humanity thanked the commissioners for revitalizing the Land Bank Authority, which helps clear titles for tax-delinquent and dilapidated properties, aiding community development. Assistant Public Works Director Robert Siemens reported on new equipment acquisitions and ongoing staffing challenges, noting the department's efforts to fill numerous vacancies. The meeting concluded with Commissioner Timmy Rushing expressing appreciation for the leadership class's community service projects. Continue reading for all action taken by the commissioners. Commission meeting. The commissioners voted to approve revenue bonds to be issued by the Bullock County Development Authority in an amount not to exceed $13 million, which will be used to finance the costs of construction of a new school facility for the Statesboro STEAM Academy at the intersection of East Main Street and Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Presentation 1. Bullock County Board of Commissioners Management Development Program, Cohort 2, Community Service Project. Participants in the Bullock County Management Program attended the meeting. This is the second year of the program led by the UGA Carl Vinson Institute. It is a leadership management institute designed to help develop potential leaders in the county. If they are already leaders, this helps advance their leadership skills. As part of the class, they complete a community service project. Cindy Mallett, HR Director, introduced the program. This is a very well-respected and beneficial program that helps existing, emerging and potential leaders in the county. It ensures that they are equipped to lead our community. Maya Freeman, Corrections Counselor and GED Instructor with BCCI, gave an overview of the community projects on behalf of the 19 employees who completed the program. She said they completed two community service projects, including the Teal House and Open Hearts and Community Mission. For the Teal House, they completed a front porch repair. For Open Hearts, they built two raised garden beds. Dahl Kennedy, communications director, is also a member of the class and served as the spokesperson for the group. He discussed how much they have all received from the program. He also thanked the businesses who donated materials for the projects. He pointed out that no county funds were used for the projects. They will complete the program in October. Chair Thompson thanked each of them for their participation and the completion of this community project. He said this is a great example of how giving our community is. Moving on to county business, County Manager Tom Couch asked the commissioners to remove item number 3 in the new business regarding the land bank authority at the request of the county and city attorney. They would like to do a little more research on this action before presenting to the commission. Approved, Consent Agenda 1. Minutes Approval. Tuesday, June 25, 2024, 5:30 p.m. 2. Minutes Approval. Thursday, June 27, 2024, 5:30 p.m. 3. Minutes Approval. Tuesday, July 2, 2024, 5:30 p.m. 4. Motion to approve a master agreement for engineering services with Hofstadter & Associates, Inc. The county manager recommends approval of this master agreement with Hofstadter Associates of Macon to carry out continuing task orders for the design and construction management for Bullock County's owned wells for the Bryan County Megasite Project, and any potential county wet utility projects. Hofstadter Associates has previously provided initial project development services during the course of the Megasite Project. There are no associated task orders at this time, but they are likely to be expected in the near future. American Rescue Plan Act funds are available for future task orders. Financial impact: none at this time. 5. Motion to approve a professional services agreement for water and sewer consulting services with TPR Consulting Services, LLC. The county manager recommends approval of this professional services agreement with TPR Consulting LLC of Macon to carry out continuing consulting services for Bullock County's owned wells for the Bryan County Megasite Project, and any county wet utility projects. TPR Consulting LLC has previously provided initial project development services during the course of the Megasite Project, including negotiation of the intergovernmental agreement with Bryan County. There are no associated task orders at this time, but they are likely to be expected in the near future. American Rescue Plan Act funds are available. Financial impact: not to exceed amount of $24,000 plus build expenses. 6. Motion to approve a lease renewal with Pineland Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities at 11 College Street, Statesboro. The county manager recommends approval of this lease renewal in the amount of $2,000 monthly from July 1, 2024 to June 30, 2025 with Pineland BHDD at 11 College Street. Financial impact: $24,000 in rental income accruing to the general fund. 7. Motion to approve the purchase of Stryker stair chairs from Stryker Medical. EMS request approval from the board to approve the purchase of 4 Stryker stair chairs. The new chairs will replace other chairs that are past their end of life and are not serviceable. This will be a sole source request in the amount of $18,071.44. 8. Motion to approve the purchase of Lucas devices from Stryker Medical. This is a request for approval by the board to purchase 2 Lucas devices. This sole source purchase from Stryker Medical will give EMS enough devices to ensure every ambulance is stocked with a Lucas device. The total cost for the 2 devices, batteries, chargers, and straps needed is $41,997.02. 9. Approve a quitclaim deed to Windmill Plantation Homeowners Association, Inc. The Board of Commissioners previously accepted a deed from developers for the roads in Windmill Plantation Subdivision, which deed inadvertently included a common area containing subdivision signage and mailbox kiosks. The Windmill Plantation Homeowners Association, Inc. has requested that the county convey this common area to the association. The attached quitclaim deed will accomplish the requested conveyance. Approval is recommended. 10. Motion to approve the purchase of interlocking rubber stall mat kits for the Bullock County Agricultural Complex. The purchase of interlocking rubber stall mat kits was approved in the FY24 Capital Improvements Project Schedule, Project ID AG 12. Due to this project being bid out late in June, funds have been transferred from FY24 to FY25 capital improvements project schedule. Three bids were received during the bid process. American Stalls submitted a bid of $64,922.60. It was not the low bid, but the difference between their bid and the low bid was $2,817. American Stalls offers a superior warranty on their product, and based on their product samples, it appears to be a superior quality product. Denser as opposed to low bid being soft and pliable. After researching of the product samples received, it is the recommendation of Billy Springer, Bullock County Agricultural Complex Manager, to approve the bid from American Stalls in the amount of $64,922.60. 11. Motion to approve the purchase of two new motor graders from Yancey Cat. Purchase of two new motor graders from Yancey Cat, Sourcewell number 032119, in the amount of $937,160. 12. Motion to approve the purchase of two sets of six battery-powered mobile lifts for fleet from Sturtle Coney. Purchase of two sets of six battery-powered mobile lifts for fleet from Sturtle Coney in the amount of $171,903.84. Sourcewell contract number 121223, Ski. 13. Motion to approve the purchase of culvert pipe from Cherokee Culvert. Purchase of 800 feet of 18 inches galvanized corrugated steel culvert pipe from Cherokee Culvert in the amount of $18,624. 14. Motion to approve catastrophic inmate medical insurance renewal with Hunt Insurance Group. Attached is a renewal quote from Hunt Insurance Group for catastrophic inmate medical insurance, covering inmates at the Bullock County Jail. This renewal proposal provides the same per-claim limits as our current plan, a $75,000 specific deductible per inmate and a $500,000 limit of coverage per inmate. This insurance plan covers medical expenses that exceed $75,000, up to a maximum of $500,000 per covered claim, $1 million policy maximum. The premium, cost, is $4.24 per inmate per month, which represents a 6% increase from last year's cost of $4 per inmate per month. Total annual cost for 362 inmates is $18,418.56. Approval to renew the catastrophic inmate medical insurance, with the terms shown on the attached proposal, is recommended. 15. Motion to approve a services contract with Stealth Partner Group, LLC for the performance of services related to employee health care plan. Multiple vendors are utilized in the administration of the employee health care plan. As part of the renewal for 2024-2025, we recommend continuation of our current partnership with Stealth Partner Group, LLC. Services provided by Stealth include, but are not limited to, oversight and facilitation of the county's stop-loss insurance plan, pursuit of stop-loss reimbursements to the plan, and administration of a specialized pharmacy benefit program that covers the cost of certain gene therapy drugs. The fee for these services is $1.99 per covered employee per month. The terms and conditions of this agreement are outlined in the attached services contract. The parties have also previously entered into a business associate privacy and security agreement which governs the handling of protected health information that may be involved in the execution of the services contract. The Board of Commissioners previously approved this partnership and fee as part of the health care plan renewal. The requested motion approves the written agreement that governs the terms of the services provided by Stealth. Approval is recommended. 16. Motion to approve Cigna stop-loss confidentiality agreement for services related to the employee health plan. Bullock County partners with Cigna Healthcare, and others, for the provision of services related to the employee health care plan. In order to accurately process and pay claims and to ensure compliance with the terms of our stop-loss, excess insurance, policy, Cigna will be expected to share certain information with Stealth Partner Group, LLC. Because some of the information shared is confidential in nature, Cigna and Bullock County desire to enter into an agreement that governs the protection and release of confidential information. The attached agreement, which has been reviewed and approved by the county attorney, authorizes Cigna to release such information to Stealth Partner Group, LLC, with appropriate limitations to protect privacy of medical information from other uses. Approval is recommended. 17. Motion to approve the reappointment of Brian Hendricks to the Region 9 EMS Advisory Council for a 4-year term beginning August 1, 2024 through July 30, 2028 and appoint Ryan Jones to the Region 9 EMS Advisory Council for a 4-year term beginning August 1, 2024 through July 30, 2028. 18. Motion to grant an alcoholic beverage license for retail beer and wine sales to Krish 2024 Inc., located at 8741 U.S. Highway 301 South. 19. Motion to approve the purchase of a 2009 E1 ladder truck from Sid and Martin Emergency Group. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted to purchase a used ladder truck. Used fire apparatus are extremely hard to find due to the extensive build times. One has been located in Texas. We are requesting the ability to purchase the apparatus. Fire department personnel will travel to the location to inspect the apparatus, due to its location pending a visual in-person inspection. The funds have been budgeted and are available. This will be a sole source purchase due to it being used equipment with immediate availability. This apparatus is a vital component in both ISO and fire service delivery to the citizens of Bullock County. New business. Approved 1. Approval of revenue bonds to be issued by the Development Authority for the benefit of the Statesboro STEAM Academy. Steve Rushing, as attorney for the Development Authority, is requesting the Commissioner's approval of the issuance of the above-referenced revenue bonds in an amount not to exceed $13 million, the proceeds of which will be used to finance the costs of construction of a new school facility for the Statesboro STEAM Academy at the intersection of East Main Street and Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Federal tax law requires approval of the chairman of the Bullock County Board of Commissioners in order for the bonds to have tax-exempt status. The bonds will not be an obligation of Bullock County, the City of Statesboro, the Development Authority, or the State of Georgia. Rather, the bonds will be paid solely from the school's revenue, which includes tuition and state education funds. In the packet is some information about the Statesboro STEAM Academy and the project. Approval of the attached resolution approving issuance of the bonds is recommended. Steve Rushing spoke on behalf of the Development Authority in favor of this project. This will fund the construction of the 35,000-square-foot school building. An open-air collaborative design in a modular-type environment. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. This is about a 2-year construction process before they will see students in the building. Approved 2. Approve a joint resolution with the City of Statesboro to appoint John Robinson to a 4-year term on the Statesboro Bullock County Land Bank Authority. In 2002, the City of Statesboro and Bullock County entered into an interlocal cooperation agreement to establish the Statesboro Bullock County Land Bank Authority pursuant to Title 48 of the Georgia Code. The primary purpose for a land bank authority is to rehabilitate tax-delinquent and dilapidated properties, and it has been used exclusively by the City of Statesboro for that purpose. The only real reason the county is a party to the agreement is because the code requires an interlocal agreement between a county and a municipality in order to establish a land bank authority. In 2012, Title 48 was amended to allow the creation of new land bank authorities with expanded powers regarding property ownership and financing. However, the new law allows existing land bank authorities to exercise the new powers if a new board member is appointed in order to create an odd number of board members. The current land bank authority board members are Linda Christie and Mildred Wilson as appointed by the county, and Delores Grooms Dickey and Michael Summers as appointed by the city. The city has requested approval of the attached joint resolution to appoint John Robinson as the fifth board member. Deferred 3. Approve an amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement for the Statesboro Bullock County Land Bank Authority. The city has requested approval of the amendment to the interlocal cooperation agreement for the Statesboro Bullock County Land Bank Authority to state that the authority shall have all powers conferred to land bank authorities as contained in Article 4 of Title 48 of the Georgia Code as it currently reads and may be amended. Public comments. David Reed spoke about an issue he brought before the commissioner 4 years ago about an issue with the building code regarding dryer vents, which requires them to be 12 inches above the ground. He believes PVC is not within codes as well. Nothing has been done about this. James Pope is trying to work out a solution, he said. Marcus Toole with Habitat for Humanity, thank you all for adding the other person to the Land Bank Authority. I can't tell you how many times citizens have tried to donate a lot to Habitat for property that they can't do anything with because it is heirs' property. They can't sell or give away or borrow money to improve the property. But they are stuck paying the taxes. This helps clear these log jams. They can take the property and clear the title to donate or sell. This helps bring the property back into the tax code. Most of this property has issues with the title. The Land Bank Authority had been dormant, but the city has revitalized it and it has made a big difference already. Thank you for your support. Commission and staff comments. Robert Siemens, Assistant Public Works Director, shared with the commissioners that as of this morning they have put a new grapple truck in operation. The truck was ordered a year and a half ago. This gives them three primary full-sized grapple trucks operating along with one small truck. The first of the two roll-off trucks they authorized to purchase has been delivered to Public Works and the second is to be delivered later today. He said that the Public Works Department is currently 14 team members short, between maintenance, solid waste and the airport. They are working to fill positions. They have quite a few openings they are not receiving applications for. Commissioner Timmy Rushing thanked all of the members of the leadership class for their community service. Grice Connect has converted the agenda and all supporting documents to searchable documents. You can view, copy, and search all of the meeting documents easily now by clicking here. Live stream of meeting.